Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running pro hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came up with the win.
The head coach.
We're just going to have to be more disciplined. He's going to have to be more disciplined.
And the fans.
We have some talented players, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to compete at this level of the NBA with what we have going on.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. Presented by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wow. I am impressed and not shocked, but very happy with this victory tonight. Bucks win 113-98 down in Miami in a place that is not a house of horrors. I think it's the house of horrors for your Milwaukee Bucks as they have struggled there the last couple of years. And after that first quarter tonight, I mean, I thought it was more of the same. The Heat could not miss. The Bucks could not make. Granted, they got above that 8-point threshold that they finished with the first quarter and the last time in Miami, but it wasn't a whole lot better. They complete the biggest comeback of the season. They were down 23 in this one. Come back and pull away late. Giannis Antetokounmpo. What more can you say about the guy? 12 of 19, 33 points, 16 boards, 9 assists. That ninth one was beautiful. One assist shy of a triple-double. Couldn't quite get it, but hey, we'll take that three-pointer at the end there from Giannis. He was 1 of 4. From beyond the three-point line tonight. Bucks win 113-98 again. I am Mayor Mitch in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. Sam Schmitz at the side of the glass. Evan Mark Heffelfinger, the chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club. I am the president of that DJ Wilson Fan Club. My God, it was nice to see him tonight too as well. No Pau Gasol tonight at all. Coach Bud dials up DJ Wilson. 8 minutes for DJ tonight, but it didn't do much numerically, but obviously the defense seemed to really tighten up there with DJ on the court, as you, me, and the fence post knew all along it would. And here we are as the Bucks outscore the Miami Heat. Math on the air, 71-36 in the second half alone after being down by 20, 62-42 at the break. And I was ready to just erupt after that first half the Milwaukee Bucks put forth. Granted, it was a bigger game for the Miami Heat probably than it was for the Milwaukee Bucks coming in on March 15th. The Heat are fighting for their playoff lives, but I kind of looked at it as a game where, you know, you want to flex some muscle here because you're probably going to be seeing the Miami Heat in the first round, the way it's looking. I mean, there's only a dozen games left now or so for each team. Bucks 52-17, by the way, after this victory. And this is a game where I think you wanted to go down to Miami and show them that you are the better team on their court. In a 1-8 matchup, I think that the Bucks are, there's no question that the Bucks should have done what they did tonight, and they would indeed do that. Beautiful to see. I was ready to blow up after that first half. I don't know what it was, but my goodness. And Giannis took over, the defense tightened up, and the Bucks certainly did flex their muscles. We'll take your phone calls, 414-799-1250. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/1057FM, The Fan, on Twitter at 1057FM, The Fan. I guess the question tonight is simple before we go inside the box score. Are you worried about the Miami Heat being a potential first-round playoff matchup? I think I am still. I know that slightly, not as much as I was in that first half. I just thought this team is so bad down there, and I don't know why. I was ready to blow up because they spent two full days in Miami. I mean, granted, it doesn't make any sense to fly all the way back up here and fly all the way back down. I mean, I'd probably be more upset then with the lack of rest and all that stuff. But I was worried, man. 2 days in Miami, that's a lot of Miami flu time to build up right there. And the Bucks clamped. I would love to know what Coach Budenholzer, and maybe we'll find out when we hear from him later on in the program. I would love to know what Coach Bud said to these guys at half. You have to think that he got into them a bit, because the Heat came out like they were ready to play a playoff game, and the Bucks just were not. And they flexed their muscles in the second half, outscoring the Heat 71-36. Let's go inside the box score.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
Time now to go inside the box score in a Bucks 113-98 victory. First, we start with the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, 12 of 19, as I just said, from the floor. He's 1 of 4 from beyond the arc, that big one there at the end, in place of the 10th assist needed for the triple-double. 8 of 11 from the line, 33 points, 6 turnovers again, 3 blocks, 2 steals for Giannis. Chris Middleton, huge in that third quarter as well, 32 minutes, 8 of 16, 2 of 5 from beyond the 3-point line, and 3 of 5 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, a steal, and 1 turnover for Chris Middleton, 21 points on the night. Brook Lopez, 30 minutes, 1 of 6 from the floor, 0 of 1 from 3, just 2 points on the night, but 6 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks for Splash Mountain. Eric Bledsoe, 34 minutes, 6 of 12 from the floor, 1 of 3 from beyond the arc, 4 of 6 from the line, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 4 turnovers, 17 points for Eric Bledsoe. Malcolm Brogdon, something to keep an eye on. He did leave the game after the first quarter, I believe it was, with right heel soreness, so we'll see if that lingers. He played just 7 minutes, did not really register a point, had 1 assist on the night. DJ Wilson, 9 big minutes off the bench, 2 of 4 from the floor, 0 of 2 from 3, had 2 rebounds and an assist, 4 points for DJ Wilson. Nikola Mirotic, 29 minutes tonight, 3 of 9 from the floor, 2 of 5 from 3, 6 rebounds, an assist and a steal, 2 blocks somehow for Nikola Mirotic, 2 turnovers, 8 points for Mirotic. Ersan Ilyasova, also big down towards the end of that third quarter, 5 of 9 from the floor for 15 points, 3 of 5, 3 threes for Ersan, 3 of 5 from beyond the arc, 2 of 2 from the line, 5 rebounds, and 1 turnover for Ersan George. He'll return tonight. My God, it was nice to see him. It's sad how glad I was to see him. He only played 7 minutes tonight, though, as well. Just 0 of 1 from the field. That's all he would register. The reason I think George Hill only played 7 was because of this guy, Pat Connaughton, 25 minutes, 5 of 9 from the floor for 13 points, 3 of 6 from the 3-point line, 6 boards, 1 assist, 1 block. He was guarding Hassan Whiteside at times down there. I don't know if that was a switch or what, but holding his own down there a little bit. Tony Snell, 11 minutes, no points for Tony Snell tonight, 3 rebounds and 1 assist. And that'll do it. Milwaukee shoots 47.7% from the floor overall, 12 of 33. That's 36% from the 3-point line. The Bucks have 15 turnovers, Miami with 12. So Miami does indeed win the turnover battle, but the Heat, 8 of 22 from the line. I know they had at least 6 in the first quarter, so that was some impressive defense. They shoot 41% from the field overall. Bucks win 113-98. They go to 52-17 on the year, 25-12 away from Fiserv Forum. The Heat dropped to 32-38 on the season, I believe is what that says, as the Milwaukee Bucks exert their dominance over the Eastern Conference and show it again tonight with a 113-98 victory. Let's head out to you guys. Leading it off, 414-799-1250 is KJ in West Allis. KJ, you're up on the Fan Mayor Mitch in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's up, KJ?
Hey, what's happening, Mitch? Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
What a spectacular win tonight. I mean, that was championship caliber basketball in the second half. They start off slow, obviously, and I mean, to come back from 23 points down, 39-point turnaround is just unbelievable. I mean, that just shows the grit of this team. I thought Connaughton was a big spark off the bench, especially because of Brogdon going down early in the game. Ilyasova off the bench as well with 15 points. Just an amazing comeback by these guys. Giannis exerted his will in the second half and wasn't going to be stopped, wasn't going to be denied to the basket. And so I just think that this was a huge statement win, especially because Miami is the eighth seed currently, and they may face him in the first round. So,
do the Heat worry you at all as a first-round opponent?
Yeah. I mean, based on the Bucks not winning the last five games in Miami and the type of defense they've been playing on Giannis, I was a little concerned. But they found a way to get the ball in to him, and they started hitting their outside jumpers. So it really opened up the offense inside, and they started scoring in the paint like they generally do. So just a great win, man.
Yeah, no question about it. Thanks for the call, KJ. Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, the Bucks struggle in Miami. Like I said, tonight was a hell of a second half. That first half worries you, though. I don't think the Bucks would lose a series to the Heat. I think that, you know, they would come out victorious in a seven-game series over the Heat, but I would hate to see six or seven grinders of games down there, you know, or against the Heat, just getting worn out, you know, and Giannis playing 45 minutes and everything like that, just to get a victory over the Heat. I'd really hate to see that. I don't want to say, you know, you want to coast between now and all the way through the first round, but, man, I would prefer to see the team rested and still playing well after the first round, but that would really stink to play a tough seven-game series against the Heat in the first round. Let's go back out to the south side at 414-799-1250 and check in with Mike. Mike, you're up on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mitch. Yeah, I like the Connington DJ energy. I couldn't wait
to see
that come in the game. And as far as the Heat, I mean, they don't play all seven games, though. They got to come here, too.
Right.
And the barometer games I'm looking at to end the season is Philly, Houston, and OKC. And my last comment is, I don't want to see Giannis shoot the three unless he can get the rebound and, you know, do an and one. And I'll hang up and listen.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Mike. So, yeah, barometer games. Certainly Philly is a big one on Sunday. And, you know, with the way that first half went tonight, you're almost thinking, geez, just cut your losses and you know, rest up for the big one on Sunday back here on St. Patrick's Day. Fiserv Forum. It's a no-brainer. The Bucks should be wearing green, which is their best color, in my opinion. I feel like they play the best in that green. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, that couple of big games left. I mean, we were talking on Tuesday if the Bucks were had another gear, because it does seem like they're coasting a little bit in some of these games. They definitely did not coast in that second half tonight. And as far as Giannis shooting the three, I mean, Coach Bud's system, you're going to be shooting threes. And I think it's there for Giannis. He's maybe not. It's going to, I mean, look at how long it took LeBron to get a 3-point shot. It took him years. And Giannis is only 24 years old. The form is there. He's decent at free throws. I know we get upset at him for missing a few, 8 of 11 tonight from the line. Yeah, I mean, it's not my favorite shot in the world, but if they're giving it to him, I guess take it, right? You know, take what the defense is giving you. And let it fly is the slogan of this team. The unofficial slogan. I guess the official ones fear the deer still, but let it fly should get a little bit more run. Vincent in Anaheim, you're up next on the fan. What's up, Vincent?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up, man? Well, it's a good game for y'all. I looked at the box score because I didn't watch it. You know what I mean? I ain't got cable, so I ain't rich and all that. But you guys did good against Miami, and Miami potentially could be that AC type of team. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And you know, plus it's the regular season. I know it's towards the end, so you guys already have playoffs locked up. But you're still trying to play for that one seed, so it's kind of hard to be like measuring stick wise. But Middleton did had a good game with the points wise. Bledsoe had double. All your three guys that you want to see do good, did good. You know, had a decent game, you know. So I'm kind of impressed by that. But like I said, Raptors in seven all day. But you guys, I want to know your opinion. Should y'all play? Do you think Giannis should play against the Lakers on Tuesday? That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. I would imagine that they seem to be, after all the talk about all the resting and everything, the last week they've played everybody and you know, pretty much full minutes, and it's I almost am leaning towards preferring that. I don't want anyone to get hurt, but I also wanted everyone to be, you know, razor sharp heading into the playoffs. So
true that. Yeah, that's the same way I feel about it, man.
Do you think LeBron is going to play on Tuesday?
I think so. I think they're going to do it because, you know, the whole Giannis thing.
Yeah.
He's a hot thing in the NBA. And LeBron, I think they rested him today when the Lakers lost. My Raptors beat them yesterday, so I was bittersweet, you know. But, hey, but I still look at the standings. They're three games behind y'all, the Bucks, man. And if y'all keep winning, even if you lose one, win one, or lose two and win, I don't think we're going to catch up to y'all.
Yeah. Vincent, unfortunately, you know. I think the one seed is locked up, man. So we'll have to see you in the
– never know, man.
We'll see you up here in the Eastern Conference Finals. All right, man?
All right, for sure, man. Have a good one.
All right, there he is. Vincent in Anaheim. Become somewhat of a regular caller here on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show. Always good to hear from a national perspective, if you will, if you want to call it that. And we certainly do appreciate the phone call listening on the radio.com app out there in Southern California. Bucks win 113-98. Let's get you the, how about the scream and play of the game?
We know you can do that. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Play had you screaming. Brought to you by Palermo Screaming Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
Got to get Chris Middleton some love. 8 of 16 tonight. He was instrumental in the early part of that third quarter to get the Bucks back in this one. And he would hit a three. He hesitated, as he likes to do. Drives me nuts. He hesitated, but he would hit it.
Middleton over Adebayo for three. Chris Middleton. There you go. Starting to click here in the third period. The Bucks are three out of four.
Yeah, it was 70-61 at that point. He would come back down and get fouled on a three to make it 70-63. He did miss one, but he was huge in that. And then Ersan cleaned it up in the third quarter, hit a couple of big threes, especially one right there at the end of the third quarter to really kind of take the wind completely out of the Heat's sails, as the Bucks would outscore them 37-18 in that period and 34-18 in the fourth period. So again, quick math on the air, that's 71-36. The Bucks would outscore the Heat in the second half. We'll hit a quick break here on the other side. We'll check in with the we'll go looking forward. We'll look at, put an eye on the enemy, get you a little closer look at the Heat and their box score and kind of what went wrong with them. Get you an X Factor of the game. We'll hear from Coach Bud. That's all next on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show. Mayor Mitchin for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer in a Bucks big 113-98 victory. More next on The Fan.
Deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes post-game show. Bucks win 113-98. Mayor Mitch in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. Sam Schmitz on the side of the glass, getting you the updates, producing the show. Evan Heffelfinger also over there in the dungeon, as I like to call it, taking your phone calls, 414-799-1250. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/1057FM The Fan. Also on Twitter at 1057 FM The Fan. Hope you're enjoying the show out there. Radio.com app. You can listen live anytime, anywhere. Pretty sure you can listen to it on the moon, too, if you're crafty enough. Bucks win again, 113-98. A big, big, big second half. The Heat just could not miss in that first quarter. Man, the Bucks looked dismal again early in the game, as they tend to do in Miami. Again, it wasn't as bad as it was last time in Miami. Bucks scored just 8 points last time in the first quarter in Miami, but a little bit better than that tonight. But man, that first half was rough. Heat were rolling. The crowd was into it. Dwayne Wade's doing his thing. Bucks completely shut that down. Thanks in large part to this play, your defensive play of the game. Giannis gets that big and one, but it didn't come without a solid defensive possession.
The Bucks are making Miami move the ball here. Five on the shot clock. Olynyk for three. That comes down for Giannis.
Really good defensive possession. Just flying around doing what they had to do.
There it is. And one. Giannis on the flush. A little scrape by Adebayo is good enough for a foul.
Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Jim Paschke and Steve Novak on the call tonight down there in South Beach. Asking you guys tonight, 414-799-1250, Twitter, Facebook, the whole deal. Do the Heat worry you as a potential first-round opponent after seeing that first half tonight? I was really, really worried, and I'm still a little bit worried, but I do think in a seven-game series, the Bucks certainly will have the upper hand, but I think it would be a lot more of a grind than I think I would be comfortable with. The Bucks have struggled in Miami. I think they had lost seven straight, I think, overall against Miami at one point until they beat them earlier this year. It's been an absolute just a struggle. Six straight against Miami. Hadn't won in Miami before tonight since January 13th of 2017. The Bucks won a 116-108 game back then, probably led by the likes of Greg Monroe and company. Bucks win also back on January 15th in Milwaukee, 124-86, a complete blowout. So, you know, again, Miami has presented some trouble down there. I think it was Mike on the South Side who pointed out, yes, indeed, that the Bucks would be playing four games in Milwaukee, which certainly would help, no question about it, with home court advantage was huge, as the Bucks are nearly unstoppable with the best home record in the NBA. I think they're tied with Golden State. They might even be better than them. Somebody can correct me on that if you feel free to do so. Tweets coming in here at 105.7 FM. The Fan Mayor Stolte says, "I'd rather have the Magic." Yeah, Magic have handled the Bucks before. Granted, without Giannis, they made the Bucks look silly. Trey tweets at 105.7 FM. The Fan, "If you're worried about who the first round opponent is, we're not as good as we think we are. Literally, do not care. Whoever wants that 8 seed dies a fast death. Come get some." So very confident, Trey. I like it. I like it a lot. I like that a lot. Aaron tweets at 105.7 FM. "The Fan, I'm not worried about losing a series to them. I would be worried that it would go to seven." It's kind of where I'm at too. A lot of nopes, a lot of LOLs. So thanks for the conversation here at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Bucks win 113-98. Mayor Mitch in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. Again, asking you guys if the Heat do worry you as a potential first-round playoff matchup. Hit us up Facebook, Twitter, 414-799-1250. Let's put an eye on the enemy.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. Yeah, yeah.
Let's see how the Miami Heat did in a Bucks 113-98 victory. The Bucks shut them down completely in the second half, outscoring them 71-36 in that half after the Bucks were down by 20 at half and as much as 23 in this game. The biggest comeback of the season for the Milwaukee Bucks. The prior one was that terrible first half against the Bulls at Fiserv Forum back in, I want to say, November. I was there. That was rough. Anyway, Justice Winslow leads the way for the Miami Heat with 20 points, and I think 19 of them came in that first quarter. That dude was unbelievable in that first quarter. He would finish 8 of 16, 3 of 7 from beyond the arc. I'm certain all those came in the first quarter when the Heat absolutely could not miss. Also, who's of note? Josh Richardson, 11 points. Hassan Whiteside obviously was a ton down there. That dude, I swear, is like a head taller than Giannis Antetokounmpo, who is at least 7 feet tall. So Whiteside's a big man. Big, big man. Tough guy to bring down. Huge wingspan. He is just a monster in there. He had 11 boards. Certainly would be a tough guy to deal with for seven games. Dwayne Wade did leave with injury. Not sure how he got. I mean, he took a hard fall. He did use kind of his off arm to kind of push off on Pat Connaughton as he went up. Kind of landed on his side a little hard. and did come back, though, so he's fine. He had to do that jersey swap. I wonder if him and Giannis got that jersey swap off here after the game. Hopefully, maybe our insider Matt Velasquez knows that. We'll talk to him later on in the program. Yeah, Heat 8 of 22 from 3 tonight, and I know they had at least 6 in that first quarter, so the Bucks put the absolute clamps on them on the defensive side of the ball. So kudos to the Bucks. Certainly was very frustrated in that after that first quarter and certainly first half, and just didn't know what to expect. And the Bucks came out, Giannis too much. Defensively, the Bucks put the clamps on, no question about it. And big win for the Bucks tonight as they lay the hammer down on the current 8 seed in the Eastern Conference. Now, a couple of scores around the NBA as well here. Philadelphia did beat Sacramento tonight, so they will remain tied with Indiana for the 3rd seed. They do play, or they will be in Milwaukee here on Sunday after hosting the Kings tonight. They've won 3 straight, albeit Pacers, Cavs, and Kings their last game, so the Sixers look to be a big one on Sunday, no question about it. Real quick, let's look inside the X factor of the game.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
Your X factor of the game. I guess the Bucks defense in that second half. I mean, that was incredible. Chris Middleton really kind of getting the offense going, making some shots for once after the Bucks seemed to really struggle early in the game. That getting Middleton going was huge tonight. And I think him hitting some shots, the one you heard from the screaming play of the game tonight on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro post-game show, that was certainly huge to see him getting going. But that is your X factor of the game in a Bucks 113-98 victory. Want to hear from you guys, 414-799-1250. Asking you out there, Mayor Mitch, and for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, if you worry about the Miami Heat, do they fear you as a first-round opponent? Tough to say that I'm completely shaking in my booties from the Miami Heat, but at the same time, they down there in Miami, they definitely scare me, no question about it. I think that's the most fair way that we can say it. We'll hit a quick break here on the other side. We'll go hear from Coach Bud. He spoke to reporters after the game. Coach Mike Budenholzer. We'll also look ahead to the next game against Philly. We'll also take a look at the injury report, a couple of news and notes there. And we'll also hear from our Milwaukee basketball insider, Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. That's all next on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show. Update coming from Sam Schmitz right now.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks win 113-98. Down in Miami. Yes, they won in Miami. It wasn't pretty in that first half, but that second half was beautiful as the Bucks outscore the Heat 71-36. That is certainly what head coach Mike Budenholzer had in mind, and he spoke to reporters after the game, and we're bringing that to you right now, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Well, we just talked about, I think, defensively, to do what we did in the second half is, I'm really just pleased with the guys, the way they were able to flip it. And I think our defense fuels our offense. And, we want that to be our identity. So to have 2 18-point defensive quarters. And then obviously we started making shots and started getting a better rhythm offensively. But again, going back to the defense, I thought Bled's defense just in a lot of different areas was really special. And Giannis's activity in the second half, blocking shots at the rim, carding different guys, put him on Justice Winslow, who had 20 at halftime, and Giannis took him a lot of the second half. And so just really those two guys set the tone for the whole group to be really good defensively.
What was missing from the defense in the first half in particular? I just thought we were on our heels. There was not a sense of, you know, the activity and the togetherness that, you know, usually is kind of signatures for us. We were just, we didn't really have anything. They were kind of doing whatever they wanted, including on the boards. We're just kind of standing and watching and, you know, just a really poor first half, but, you know, pretty dramatic change in the second.
Mike, teams don't come from 20 down. It doesn't. I mean, it's happened, but it doesn't happen often. You know that. What's it say about this group that they're able to do it on the road, late in the season, blah, 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 blah? Just one more thing to add to the ledger of what you guys have accomplished so far?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk a lot about our competitive nature. We talk about our character. You know, when you're having adversity or you face adversity, that's when your character shows. And, you know, and there's no guarantees that we're going to be able to do that. And we don't want to get down 20. But to have the competitive spirit, the competitive nature, and the character in that locker room, you know, it's a good thing that we can reference on, we can call on. The more of these we have where we dig deep and make things happen, it's good for us.
Chris started the third quarter hot offensively, and then Orson seemed to kind of finish it. How big were their performances on the offensive end?
Yeah, Chris, you know, I thought really kept us afloat in a couple different stretches. You know, like you said, the start of the third quarter, I thought, even though we're down 20, I think it would have been even worse without Chris in the first half. And then Irsan made some shots, and Pat made some shots, Nico made some shots. It just, you know, kind of became contagious. But I thought Chris was really, you know, important in the way we started the third quarter.
You mentioned Giannis's two-way effect. Just, I don't know, how does he go from the first half where it seemed like he's a little frustrated to just what he was able to do in the second half? How are you able to unlock that?
I think Giannis probably got the key in his locker and, you know, took it out and used it on himself. So, you know, whatever, you know, he's, I think, a mentally tough player. He's a, you know, he's a guy that expects a lot of himself. He has very high standards for himself. And, you know, I think collectively we didn't meet our standards. And I think individually he knows he could be better in the first half. And so, you know, I think when as a group we don't do well and individually we don't do well, I like our response more often than not. No, I think tonight was very much the players. You know, we watched a tiny bit of film at halftime, but there was no yelling or screaming or anything like that. The players, I think they just found it within themselves and went out and changed things.
Did you like the shots you were getting in the first half? I mean, even though obviously you were in a big hole, it seemed like a lot of the looks you were getting from deep were open.
Yeah, it's like a lot of times I think it felt like there was a decent number of good looks, and you got to make those against a good defensive team. And, you know, a team that plays a lot of zone, sometimes it can become contagious the other way. You miss some good looks, and all of a sudden it just doesn't feel like, you know, you have it offensively. But they played well defensively. But I do think there were some times where we got to make some of those shots in the first half.
You guys started switching on defense early tonight. Was that just a function of needing to throw the curveball and try something a little bit different?
Yeah, I just felt like it was one of those nights where, you know, we needed to do something different and just try and change the rhythm. They were in a great rhythm to start the game. I think they went out like 25-8 or something like that, and just see if we could get them out of their rhythm. And didn't really happen in the first half, but, you know, maybe over time it did.
What's the latest with Malcolm? Obviously wasn't able to finish the game with that right heel.
Yeah, so he's got some heel soreness. So, you know, we'll go home tonight, and I'm sure he'll go in and, you know, get checked, and, you know, we'll see how he checks out tomorrow.
Is that related to the plantar fasciitis that had been an issue before?
I don't know, to be honest. I was really just told it's heel soreness, and that's, you know, a lot of it's kind of been heel soreness, plantar fasciitis. So he's kind of been managing it. We've been managing it, you know, for part of the season. All right, thank you, guys.
Banged up on the Bucks.
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
Seemed like a great time to get to the injury report here on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show after a Bucks 113-98 victory over the Miami Heat down in South Beach. Malcolm Brogdon left the game after the first quarter with right heel soreness, and obviously, it didn't sound too serious per Coach Bud there. We'll have to see how much Malcolm gets on the court on Sunday when the Sixers come to Fiserv Forum for a big, big game. But the Bucks do get a bit of a monkey off their back after beating the Heat down in South Beach. George Hill also returned tonight, played just 7 minutes, but it was good to see him back, and it really is interesting that they missed him so much, but playing, what, a dozen games or so? Maybe not that many. Without a backup point guard is not as much fun as you think it is when you have to run Pat Connaughton, who was great tonight, don't get me wrong. But sometimes when he's running as the backup point guard, he's at a bit of a disadvantage with some of the quickness and everything as a bigger guard. You know, having to guard the likes of Donovan Mitchell, who's a great player, but you know, I think George Hill could have maybe, you know, done a little better defensively against a guy like that, but still a valiant effort from Pat Connaughton. Again, he was tremendous tonight, so 13 points off the bench for him. George Hill played just 7 minutes because of it, but George Hill back. Dante DiVincenzo also did not play tonight. He was out and active. Heel bursitis has flared up again. Again, another one of those where it shouldn't be serious, but they're keeping an eye on it, and we'll have to see how soon he can come back, because he did miss a significant chunk of the season, of his rookie season. He's been an effective and borderline impactful player in the time that he's played this season. But again, you'd like to see Dante getting healthy. The big ragu. Like to see him get back out there again. The Hilbertsitis flaring back up again, so we'll see if he can get healthy. We'll hit a quick break here on the other side. We will go inside the locker room with Emerson Ilyasova. Also, we'll hope to check in with our Milwaukee basketball insider Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel and JS Online. Coming up a little bit later in the show. A lot to get to. Still room for you guys. 414-799-1250. Bucks win 113-98. Mayor Mitchin for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. More next on The Fan.
We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. Sponsored by Precision Sports. Specializing in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to PrecisionSportsOnline.com.
113-98, Bucks winners in Miami. They go to 52-17 on the season, regain a three-game lead for first place in the Eastern Conference over the Toronto Raptors. Vincent Anaheim's Toronto Raptors. He's become a regular here on this show. Watching from afar. So we'll see if that continues. Ersan Ilyasova had a nice third quarter for your Milwaukee Bucks. 15 points on the night. 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. Good to see that three-point shot return for Ersan Ilyasova. He caught up with Katie George after the game.
Your team trailed by as many as 20 points. What was said? Because it clearly worked.
I mean, we just started poorly the game. You know, obviously, they be on us, you know, make a lot of shots. I think defensively, it was really bad on the beginning of the game. You know, the second half, we went to locker room. We talked among each other. You know, obviously, it's a long game. You know, we have to stay positive. I think, you know, we have did a couple of adjustments against zone. You know, it was kind of awkward for us. We never played against zone whole season long. And I think, like, you know, we tried to pick her up and, you know, I tried to play our pace in the game. And that's why we end up, you know, get up and win the game.
You guys had hit just one three-pointer in the first half, then you hit 11 in the second half. What was the difference?
Just be aggressive, you know, the same mentality. You know, obviously the shots didn't go for us in the beginning, but second half we, you know, started making them, and it's what makes a difference with us.
After five straight losses in this building, you finally get a win here. How much confidence does that give your team, knowing that this could potentially be a playoff team in the first round?
I mean, it's a great win for us. You know, obviously it's one of the games of the season, but like you said, you know, at the end of the day, you know, in the playoffs, you never know who we play against, you know, but with this game, we kind of send a message, you know, no matter what, who come, you know, play against us, they're not going to beat us in a four series game.
Thanks, sirs.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Katie George and Ersan Ilyasova there, courtesy of our friends at Fox Sports Wisconsin. Time now for the drive of the game. Wasn't really a drive. It was more of a great pass from Giannis to Eric Bledsoe when this game was pretty much all but wrapped up in the fourth quarter.
Bledsoe flips it up. Ball loose. Giannis has it. Giannis finds Bledsoe. One of the great plays this
season.
Hey, listen, if the Miami Heat had some all-star game plays in the first half, the Bucks turned in the second half. What a pass by Giannis. It didn't even seem like he knew he was there.
The cherry on top, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Jim Paschke, Steve Novak, on the call tonight down at American Airlines Arena, I think, not American Airlines Center. That one's in Dallas. American Airlines Arena on South Beach. Bucks win down there. Asking you guys, 414-799-1250. Still time for you here. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook. Many of you have been hitting us up on Twitter as well. Asking you guys if you're worried about the Miami Heat as a potential first-round matchup, as the Bucks had an ugly first half. Robert tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan, Toronto is the only team I'm worried about. Yeah, I would say that's a team that I'm certainly very worried about. I know the Bucks have the season tiebreaker, 3-1. So it's really a 4-game lead, if you think about it, in the Eastern Conference standings. Technically 3 in the loss column for sure tonight. Thomas tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan, the Heat can't beat us in 7. Bucks Twitter going downhill again. Well, we tend to do that, don't we? We get a little excited sometimes, but it certainly was looking bad. No question about it. Steven tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan. No, they just erased a 20-point halftime deficit in their third game of a 3-game road trip, finishing 21 of 30 on the road during the doldrums of the NBA season. No question about it. I think a lot of these games right now between the All-Star break and like St. Patrick's Day-ish is kind of a no-man's land, if you will, where teams are kind of coming out of the break and not lollygagging, but maybe coasting a little bit because you're not quite to that playoff push yet where you're getting the last dozen games or so. The Bucks with just, 13 games left on the season? 12 games left, I think, now? Jeez, my math is terrible. But still, now they're going to be picking up. And I think that might have been the beginning of it tonight, was just an absolute clamp down on defense and exert your will. Giannis was an MVP tonight, 33 points, 16 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 assist shy of a triple-double. Dude was impressive in that fourth quarter after Chris Middleton and Ersan, of all people, were huge in the third quarter to get the Bucks rolling once again. We'll hit another quick break here on the other side. We'll check in with our Milwaukee basketball insider, Matt Velasquez, on Twitter, at Matt_Velasquez. He'll join us next. Talk about this game, maybe get his thoughts on a potential Bucks and Heat matchup as well. That's coming up on the other side of the break here on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Mayor Mitchin for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. Room for you guys as well, 414-799-1250. Check in with Matt Velasquez next on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks winners 113-98 down in Miami. A tale of two halves, as Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and JS Online on Twitter at Matt_Velasquez. 2 Z's in there. Tale of two halves, right, Matt, tonight? I mean, that was impressive.
Absolutely. I don't think you get a more tale of two halves game than
right?
Tried. I mean, I saw a stat from Tim Reynolds from the AP that no team has been down by 20 and a half and won by 15. I mean, that, like, no team ever. So, I mean, that's about as polarizing as you can get in a game. Just an absolutely, you know, maybe typical first half for the Bucks in Miami. They'd lost 5 in a row here, you know, and had averaged like 84 points in those games. Just looked pretty terrible whenever they came to Miami. And then all of a sudden, like, just totally burst onto the scene and played great defense. Giannis was fantastic carrying the load basically in all facets. Chris Middleton got hot, Ersan Ilyasova got hot, Pat Connaughton was great off the bench, and Bledsoe, you know, was quiet with 12 of the 17 points in the second half, and all of a sudden you blink your eyes and the Bucks are just absolutely crushing it, and I don't think anyone could have seen that coming.
Yeah, there was no sign of like anything to cling to in that first half. It was just ugly. The Heat, the crowd was into it. I mean, Derek Jones is jumping out of the gym and Justice Winslow is hitting everything. Dwayne Wade's doing his thing. And there was nothing to cling to. And I wonder, you know, I know Bud said he didn't get into the guys at half, and maybe he doesn't usually do that, but it just seemed like whatever they did, it absolutely worked.
Yeah. I mean, the looks inside the locker room was, you know, he didn't lay into him, but he definitely got his point across. You know, so, you know, it's kind of,
you know, an understated thing that he was able to go in there. And I think a lot of the players, I mean, they've been in the situation before. They know they had to be better. They knew what they needed to do. They knew their defense wasn't where it needed to be and that their defense really feeds into their offense. And if they were going to pick this up at that end, they needed to get stops and get out in transition and not let Miami set up and all those types of things. And so, you know, they've been down 18 before at home against the Bulls. Obviously, it's a different situation than being on the road against a better Miami team than the Bulls. But, you know, it's definitely a credit to them that they were able to figure out how to pull this one out.
Yeah, no question about it. Despite the victory, Matt, do you think the Bucks should be worried about the Heat as a first-round matchup? And, you know, you can kind of – to some extent, I think they should be, but what are your thoughts on it?
I mean, I think they should take them seriously. I think they should – you know, play like they did in the second half instead of playing like they did in the first half. Obviously, they beat them by 38 at Fiserv Forum earlier this season and lost here in Miami on the second leg of a back-to-back back in December. You know, so definitely a big challenge. The Heat play really hard. They have a bunch of, you know, athletic, strong guys they can throw at Giannis and the rest of the Bucks wings. You know, I don't know if it's necessarily easier or harder to play them versus Orlando versus Charlotte. You know, it's kind of tough to call right now. But I think the Bucks exercised some of their Miami demons by coming down here and doing what they did tonight in the second half.
No question about it. He is Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Twitter @Matt_Velasquez. Thanks for a couple of minutes tonight, Matt, and we'll talk again soon. All right.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you bet. There he is, Matt Velasquez, again on Twitter @Matt_Velasquez. Follow him for all your Bucks information before, during, and after the games. Also read his stuff on jsonline.com. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
What about the next game? What do you expect from this team now? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at ffpwi.com.
Bucks get the win tonight, 113-98. Go to 52-17 on the season. My God, it's been a great season for your Milwaukee Bucks. I still can't believe it. They get the win tonight, 113-98. Now, a big one coming up on Sunday, on St. Patrick's Day. If you're out having a good time, the Bucks game tips off at 2:30 down at Fiserv Forum. It is St. Patrick's Day, so as always, drink responsibly and be careful out there. Should be a good time, though, this weekend out there in Milwaukee. You got a good basketball team and have a chance to watch them. Some other good basketball. Got local high school basketball going on, college basketball, everything going on this weekend. So a lot of fun stuff to look forward to. But again, the big one comes Sunday afternoon against the Philadelphia 76ers as they get the win tonight, 123-114 over the Sacramento Kings, who have had a lot of tough luck losses, moral victories, if you will, of late. Marvin Bagley played. That's good to see. He did get hurt against the Bucks. Let's see. Joel Embiid, 17 boards, 21 points. Going to be a tough one to defend. Jimmy Butler, 22 points and 8 of 14 shooting. Sixers played well tonight against Sacramento. Not the greatest defensive team, but no question about it. The Sixers have definitely been rolling of late. Now getting Joel Embiid back. They've won 3 straight since he's been back. They were up and down without him. He is back. I would expect him to play on Sunday, and it'll be Giannis and Embiid. So we'll have to see who comes out with the victory on that one on Sunday. Bucks play at 2:30. My thanks to everyone who listened. That's going to do it for us here tonight on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. My thanks to Sam Schmitz, other side of the glass, doing the updates, producing the show. Evan Mark Heffelfinger over there as well. The chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club. Free DJ Wilson. He was freed tonight. 9 big minutes off the bench for him. For Lanky Smooth tonight for the Bucks as the Bucks win 113-98. We'll talk to you after the game. On Sunday, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer will make his return to this show, and we'll talk to you after the game again. Thanks for listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. Bucks win 113-98.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.